Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk a little Wyoming Cowboy football. We're here with quarterbacks coach John Richardson as the Cowboys getting ready for Hawaii. So you go from one test to another test here. Never easy for a college football coach, but definitely good to have you on. Early impressions of what the Rainbow Warriors are going to throw at you.
Oh, man. I mean, they're definitely a potent offense. They put up a lot of points in the Mountain West, and they'll be able to give us a real challenge. You know, they can throw the ball well. They have a good quarterback, have good wide receivers. And, of course, the running back, he speaks for himself. You know, he's already has a good resume on file. So we'll be challenged from every aspect as far as the corner's position. You know, we have to cover and we have to come up and tackle one of the better backs in our conference. So it'll be a huge challenge.
Overall impressions of what Oregon threw at you guys, was it any different than what you thought, or were there some wrinkles, or just your thoughts on that Oregon offense that you faced Saturday night?
Well, Oregon offense, they go fast. They try to score a lot of points, and so that part we knew. Of course, every team comes in with a wrinkle or two. Of course, adjusting to what you do as a defense, and they definitely threw some wrinkles out there. And our kids responded to it and kept battling. And those are things that we like to see as a defense, and I think we'll continue to improve. And from the first half to the second half, I think that we played a little bit better. And that's just where, we get the maturity and just continue to grow as a defense will come into play.
When you play against those types of teams, when you practice leading up, how hard is it to replicate the speed? Because that's one thing I noticed out there, watching from afar, of course, a lot different from you guys, but, just the speed that they have, is it hard to replicate that in practice?
Well, their talent level is phenomenal. But also, too, the speed that they go, the tempo that they go at, is fast at times. Our scout offense did a great job of preparing us this week, which was phenomenal. The speed was definitely fast, but, I think that we adjusted pretty well to the speed of the game.
The Cowboy defense and, your unit as well, that come up with a lot of turnovers. They did it last year. You guys have forced a lot of turnovers so far through three games this year. Is that obviously you'd like to see those sorts of things at the defensive back in the corner position? Are you liking what you're seeing in terms of making the big plays and getting in there and taking the ball away from your guys?
Right now we've dropped quite a few interceptions on the season, so not really where we want to be. It's great to have turnovers, but of course as a coach we always want more. Mm-hmm. And the best part is that we have players that want more as well, which is phenomenal. And they know that we can finish plays off, and not only, force fumbles, not only get interceptions, but also score on defense. Those are the type of things that we're looking to do. So we have to definitely improve our turnover margin a little bit more.
What do you guys do in practice? You dropped a few interceptions out there, left some out there. What do you guys do in practice to work on those sorts of things? You always hear the adage that, there's a reason why a guy's playing defensive back or cornerback and all that. But how do you go about making sure that they finish off those plays?
Well, of course, this week we'll do a lot of catching of the football, which means my shoulder will probably be a little sore. That's definitely what it'd be. And I'll probably try to put some heat on it as well, more than I typically do. But, just catching more balls, seeing the balls that are coming at different angles. Repetition, ends up showing up in the game. So those are the type of things that we'll continue to work on. And just keep being aggressive, the mindset of attacking the football. It's something that, we've been preaching this off season, and that's where guys are being in better position to get interceptions. Now it's just finishing them off.
Now, I'm looking at your bio. You are a cornerback yourself at North Dakota State. So did you like those stereotypes about corners? There's a reason why they're playing that and not playing wide receiver, because they can't, the hands just aren't there? Or did you relish proving that wrong?
No, I was I really buy into that stereotype too much. I typically say that the corner position are better athletes than the wide receiver position, because you're reacting a lot. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're running. You don't know when the ball's coming. It's a lot of reaction. But, a lot of guys have really good hands that do play the corner spot. And personally, I had okay hands. My hands weren't great. But I was definitely a competitive guy that wanted to get the job done.
I'm curious, in your... you playing the position now, coaching the position, you know, sometimes you do see that, you know, that's what you know a little bit, but is that what you wanted to get into was coaching cornerbacks? Is that your specialty, you think? Or, I mean, you know, why did you get into wanting to coach the cornerbacks, I'm guessing? Because I don't know how often that happens where you play the position and then you go ahead and right. coach that position.
Yeah, well, for me personally, I've always been a guy that, you know, whenever I had information, I always tried to share with younger players. Of course, you create bonds, you create relationships when you're playing. And, you know, some of the younger players might look up to you or, you know, they ask you for tips and things like that. So that's how I started as a student assistant, just helping out the team and would give them different tips that I used when I was playing. Now, I wasn't the most gifted guy playing football, but I focus on attention to detail, you know, some of the smaller things that would give me tips during the play to allow me to be in position to make a play. And that's where, you know, when you can put that type of knowledge into kids that are way more talented than you, you typically, you know, can get a lot more out of them than you did. So for me, it was more of giving back. It's more of creating relationships with these young men because my goal is to make sure that they become great husbands and fathers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, coaching is definitely just – I love it. I love the game of football, but it's also an avenue for me to, you know, reach into these young men's lives and make sure that they are becoming great young men in the future.
You've been with this staff for a long time now, Coach. What's it like after a loss? I know Coach Bull gives the players a 24-hour rule after a win or a loss. Is it the same for the coaches? And is it a little more – obviously it's more bitter after a loss, but especially after what happened this past Saturday against a team with a big opportunity, does it eat at these guys a little bit more?
Well, it definitely eats at us. You know, of course, players and coaches put a lot of time in. You know, we don't put a lot of time in to lose a game, of course. You know, and when you come out, you know, on the short end, it's a little frustrating. But, we can't lose to the same team twice. That's what Coach Ball always says. You know, so we have to move on from the last week, you know, make the corrections and learn from it, and then move forward because, you know, Hawaii's coming in here and they're not caring about us losing to Oregon. They want to win the game. So, you know, that's where for us our mindset has to be that as such. We'll make corrections and move on.
I know it's hard for a lot of people to move past some of the negative things, but you're 1-2, but none of those losses have affected, neither of those losses have affected your guys' status as winning a Mountain Division title and winning the Mountain West. Is that a positive you really have to look at as opposed to, you know, trying to think back, what could we have done against Iowa or Oregon to really make this season a little bit different?
Well, you know, right now the main focus is to go 1-0 this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only thing we can do, and that's our focus, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, and then when we look up at the end of the season, if we continue to try to go 1-0 every week, we'll look up and see where we're at. You know, and of course, you know, you always think about the bigger games, but every game matters, especially this week with a conference game. I mean, this is like the Super Bowl this week. You know, so you know, just focusing on every single week and trying to go 1-0 is the goal.
All right, we'll leave you with this. If you have a spare minute in your free time, I know that's rare as a college football coach. What does John Richardson enjoy doing?
Honestly, one of my biggest enjoyments would be with my wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I do not watch much football, but I do enjoy watching players that I've probably been around. But bowling is one of my favorite hobbies. That's something that I do enjoy doing.
Did you say boating?
Bowling.
Bowling. I thought you said bowling. Yeah. Okay. What's your best score ever in bowling?
Bowling. My best score was 230.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and that was, you know, back when I did it more consistent and when I was in college and things like that. But, you know, nowadays I don't do it as much, so I'm a little rusty. Bowling is something that I do enjoy a lot.
Very good. I think my best was 222, Coach. And that's I'm the same as you. That was back when I was doing it a lot. Now when we take the kids to go bowling, I'm like, man, I try so hard, and then it just is not very good. So
yeah, you know, and then of course, you know where you were once before, and you always think you can get back there again. It's like, it's a little frustrating nowadays, so I don't go as much.
Yeah, it's all about practice, man. You got to keep doing
exactly.
it. Hey, Coach, thank you so much for the time. It certainly was a pleasure talking with you. Best of luck against those Rainbow Warriors. Thanks, man.
Thank you.